Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, measles parties, plus McHale's Navy, and drinking live fish. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, performing a musical number written especially for this evening, the Disco Lifestyle Awards are proud to present Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Oh, I do. Let's hit it, Martin. Here we go. I like to live the disco lifestyle. I like to live in a disco world. I want to disco marry you and have a disco family, and we'll all live in a disco. I love the disco lifestyle. I love the disco lifestyle.
All right, let's.
You know, disco has always. Oh man, I have lost my eye.
Oh my. Okay.
I
lost my eye.
Sure.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a lot to get to here.
Christy Lee is at the news desk.
Health officials in Texas are warning people against participating in so-called measles parties and the ongoing outbreak.
Hey, y'all, stop that measles partying.
Thank you.
Okay. Chief Medical Officer at Texas Children's Pediatrics, Sapna Singh, told KHOI that people should not expose anyone to the virus intentionally. She explained, quote, for every 1,000 children that's infected in the United States, 1 to 2 may die from the measles infection if they are unvaccinated. This has become a real problem.
Yeah, they want you to have polio parties instead and just serve rusty water from a...
Wouldn't that be a tetanus party?
No, it's a polio party.
Polio party with rusty water?
You need a ramp.
I don't get that rusty water thing.
Is that how polio was spread? By rusty water?
Dirty water?
Water, they think, yeah. But,
I
remember they were doing these parties before. People were deliberately infecting themselves. And
What's that technique called, though? The it really is a name when you all get it on purpose so that you... I forget what that's called.
Oh, group... feel. No, group...
Something
super
like,
spreader.
Yeah. No, but yeah. But anywho.
Doesn't the name...
group immunity or something.
This reminds me of like the naming hurricane thing. Sometimes the names are so sweet and nice.
Yeah, measles sounds kind of cute.
Kind of like Dr. Seuss. Well, he's a weasel with a measles.
Right, right.
You know, name it something scary like, you know, necrogenital explosion.
Boy, that would get your attention.
Well, scabies is... That sounds
That's
harsh.
A horrible name.
Yeah, that sounds rough.
Herd immunity.
Thank you.
Of course I've heard of immunity.
you wouldn't go to a necrogenital party, would you?
No.
It depends on if my genitals...
Like dead balls and stuff.
We're dead.
A necro-flesh-eating party. Oh, I can't attend. I'm busy that
night. Measles is one of the most contagious diseases out there. It's easy to get. Easier than the flu, COVID, anything.
Is it easier than getting necrogenital?
I would think so,
effluvia?
Yes.
Effluvia? What's it called? I forgot the name.
Effluvia.
Effluvia. It is effluvia.
That's a great word. Effluvient or what?
Affluent. What do you do? At a measles party? Pin the tail on the sick kid?
Oh, you connect the dots.
Wait, we're going to play open sore twister.
Oh, God.
Boy, when it gets to sores, that's a problem.
I don't even know. What are measles? Are they just like chicken pox?
Like little spiders.
Yeah. That's bad news, so don't get it on purpose.
And when the spiders come out of there... and that's when it's almost over.
You know, although if you do have one of those parties, you'll want to serve Kool-Aid.
and wear black Nikes with a white swoosh.
Yeah, it's from Jonestown.
A Michigan daycare.
Could you get away with doing Jonestown brand?
Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Because it wasn't technically
those
Kool-Aid.
Who aren't offended would say it's also too dated.
Yeah.
I think it was 79, I think.
That's a long time.
But it wasn't, Jonestown, it wasn't really a name brand Kool-Aid, right?
No, it was Flavor Aid.
It was an off-brand?
Yeah. Flavor Aid.
So how did Kool-Aid get stuck with that? That's
just like Kleenex.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a shame.
They're doing just fine.
They didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, but I don't think it hurt Kool-Aid sales forever.
November 18th.
Maybe just that one month.
November 18th, 1978. Man. Jonestown.
That guy, there's a salesman.
Charisma.
Bummer.
That guy.
That ruined a Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he sell monkeys?
Sold chimpanzees door to door.
No, not chimps. Monkeys.
Oh.
Monkeys. Sold monkeys. That's true. Oh. He did sell monkeys door to door.
That's right. Little monkeys.
We're seriously. He did.
He did.
You got to. You got to have a really good sales pitch.
How much would you pay?
If you were a kid at home and somebody knocked on your door selling monkeys, you wouldn't talk your mom and dad into buying you one?
Oh, every kid's going to go nuts.
Yeah, they are.
I would run and get my mom's purse. You damn right I would.
No kidding. I like having a face.
Yeah. You don't want a monkey at a measles party either.
Well, there's different kinds of monkeys, Josh.
A kid wouldn't know you could have your face torn off.
I knew very early on that a monkey would rip your face off. That's right.
Oh, stop.
My grandmother's face was ripped off by a monkey.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you're going to have a polio party, if you get the really good pack, comes with a ramp. So
would you have to kiss your grandmother after her face got ripped off?
Yeah. Go kiss your face's grandmother.
Hey, let's change the subject.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if we can say hi to him. It's Josh.
Oh, hi there.
Fresh back from the Oscar ceremony last night. I'm sure you've got 150.
I was at the Sony party.
Yeah. Oh my God. What happened?
John was there?
I tell you what. John was there. Everybody was there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then... So you're there.
You know, I get seated. This is funny.
Yeah.
I see my name there on the seating chart. Oh, table six.
Nice.
I go over to table six, and I'm sitting down, and my gosh, if it isn't...
George Clooney?
George Clooney was sitting there, and Brad Pitt. And you know how they like to play pranks on me. They're looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing? Turns out I was supposed to be at table nine.
Table nine.
The side had been turned over.
Yeah. I went and I said,
That's Joe Arnold,
back from Hollywood.
Yeah.
He'll be back with more stories from Hollywood.
Oh, I got them all.
Oh, man, that's great stuff.
Thousand okay. Tales, yeah.
Back to you, Chris.
Made out with a chick from Emilia Perez. Yeah. Yeah, she's hot, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I think she had something in her pocket the whole time.
You know what? Never mind, Josh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, she broke up with you when you...
Was it the slow dance you noticed?
Yeah. What are you carrying around?
She broke up with you when you mentioned you were celebrating Ramadan.
Wow. Just when it didn't think it could get to...
Oh, boy.
Oh, what's the matter? Accuracy in comedy, a problem.
Then I tried to try to make a joke with Blake Lively. Talk about no sense of humor. Yeah.
Something about just a tip, and I got the dirty... You got a dirty look.
Boy.
A Michigan daycare is under fire for allegedly using melatonin spray on the children's sleeping mats.
Melatonin spray?
It comes in a spray?
Apparently.
Holy hell.
WOOD.
Oh, hi there. Is anybody else a woodworker? Anybody else in here a woodworker? Except Tom, right?
Reports that the incident occurred at the Adventures Learning Center in Caledonia, where a recording of the daycare's live feed created by a parent showed a worker spraying three mats with Dr. Teal's sleep spray with melatonin and essential oils.
What's the problem here?
I don't know what the problem here either.
What do you mean?
These are all natural things.
It is. Yeah,
well, you shouldn't want to. That's drugging the children, for starters.
They're not drugs. They're natural
oils.
Right.
No, they're sleep aids.
Yeah, parents became upset that the spray was used without their knowledge. Adventures Learning Centers issued a statement saying its staff have since been told that no external products should be used in the classroom without prior parental consent.
Now, the sativa gummies.
Those
I got the kids all riled up.
And the employee was not dismissed, told the news station she had no malicious intent. She just wanted to help the kids have a good nap.
And where was it located, Christy?
In Caledonia.
Ladies and gentlemen, the theme from McHale's Navy, where they're always going off to New Caledonia.
New Caledonia.
All the time. Great home. Of course, parents...
Fade that out.
Parents, you don't want your kid coming back from daycare well-rested, then you've got to deal with them.
That's a good point.
That's why the parents were upset. And by the way, I bet half of them go, melatonin comes in spray?
Where can I spray my kids' pillow sheets?
Where can I get some of that?
The good old days when it was just a shot of whiskey before nap time.
Oh, yeah. Hot toddy.
A North Carolina woman accused of locking her boyfriend in a storage unit has been charged with kidnapping.
I shall fix him.
Lieutenant Morgan Malone.
Who?
Lieutenant Morgan Malone of the Monroe Police Department.
What are you trying to say?
She said lieutenant.
Can I go back on vacation? Is it too soon?
Yeah, you could.
You do talk funny every now and then.
Tampa. Do you know why I do that?
Well, I don't know why you do it. Because I know where you grew up, and that ain't the accent.
We had friends on our trip this last week that live in Tampa, and that's what they kept saying, Tampa. That's where
that
came from.
You said it before.
Yeah, you've been doing that for months.
I knew them before.
That's a Tampa accent?
Well, you should have been a lawyer, too.
I've known them for a long time, jerk.
Lame and excuses I've ever heard.
Tampa, Tampa.
So this lady locks her boyfriend in a storage shed.
Yeah, the 51-year-old victim told police his girlfriend locked him in the unit after an argument. The man lost his
locked me in the storage.
He lost his phone inside the packed storage unit.
Well, now he's an idiot.
And spent 5 days without food or water.
5 days, Tom.
Before he found his phone and called for help. Boy, that's a hell of a battle.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess it would be dark in there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, sure, but 5 days?
Yeah.
How do you lose your phone so completely that you can't find it in a...
Well, there's no light in a storage unit.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was taken to a hospital, treated for dehydration, but otherwise okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if while he was searching for his phone, he kept finding like flashlights? And he's like, nah, damn it, this isn't my phone. They're useless to me.
And vinyl records and a turntable and maybe...
Well, the flashlights being the joke.
Yeah, well, I know, but... everything that the phone can do, Josh. Maybe a telegraph.
Your joke needed more.
The 52-year-old woman was arrested on charges of kidnapping and attempted murder Lieutenant Malone.
I have another question. Couldn't you just beat on the door?
Said the couple was at the storage unit when they got into a fight.
Yeah, you could, but...
The storage units, people don't go to them very often.
Well, I believe there's a steward on duty.
They don't walk around, do they, and check on the units all day?
I would think at some point you'd hear someone walk by.
There's cameras and stuff. And
the woman asked the victim to get something from the back of the unit, then shut the door and locked it, allegedly telling the victim, this is what you get.
Oh, I wonder what he did.
This is what you get.
Responding officers
blame the victim. That's what I usually do.
Officers described the storage unit as a hoarder's paradise that was so full that items fell out when they opened the door.
But he was able to make his way to the back of it.
Oh, so that's probably where his phone was up front. No wonder he couldn't find it.
That is a poser.
Would your phone hold a charge for 5 days?
Mine wouldn't.
There's something going on.
Mine would.
I'm suspicious.
Mine would because I'm not on it all the time like you guys.
I read books. Josh reads books.
I also almost never watch my television.
That's right. I don't even know why I have it.
I don't even plug it in.
What is the famous, is it Edgar Allan Poe that has the story where the guy bricks?
Yeah, the cask of the Amontillado.
Oh, yeah. That's the scariest thought.
yeah.
Bricked in.
But it gives you a chance to talk all kinds of trash while you're bricking them in.
It sure does.
This is why what you get, brick.
The story we have that creeped me out the most, a few years ago, there was a disco in Canada, and they had, I forget what year it was, but they had disallowed smoking.
Oh, I know what story you're talking
about. And they noticed an odd odor several months later, and there had been some kind of weird configuration of two walls, and it turned out they put a camera in there. They thought there was something in there, and there was a dead guy in there that apparently had squeezed himself between the two walls, and they figured that he was crying for help, and the disco music was too loud. Yet another reason to dislike disco. dead, and rotting. How gross is that?
What?
Yeah, his body was rotting in there. That ergo the smell.
Oh yeah, but the DEA.
Yeah, why are you doing that? Is that because of disco?
I'm just giving Christy a chance to move on.
Oh, there's been a lot of bizarre choices this week.
This uncomfortable pause is Christy's fault. Okay.
That's okay. Hey, residents of a Belgian town are furious after new animal welfare laws prevent them from partaking in a centuries-old tradition of drinking live fish.
Well, now, wait a minute. How big? Like, I think I could drink a goldfish.
I know, but they're saying it's inhumane.
Wasn't that a big frat thing?
Yeah, the goldfish.
In the 50s, or maybe even farther back than that.
No, it's goldfish, and then seeing how many people you get in the phone booth and all that.
Drinking a live goldfish.
The people of Gerritsbergen have been drinking live fish from goblets of wine for more than 600 years as part of the town's crackling
Rosie, get on board.
Here's your opening, Pat.
Ain't no
more to go.
Crackling Belgian drink live fish.
I like it.
Legislation passed last summer now bans the traditional practice, leading protesters to take up placards demanding, I want fish, after claiming they were not given a chance to make their case.
Live fish laws suck.
They do suck.
Wow.
That's really gross, though.
Could let them do it. It's a centuries-old thing. It's not really...
It's not like they're killing people.
It's not like the fish are going to care.
They don't know.
How long does it stay alive in your belly?
I don't know. Probably not very.
6 to 8 weeks. It's in my new book.
It's immune to stomach acid.
Wouldn't that be great if a couple days later you look down? Oh my God!
It's on my new book.
It's alive.
Undigested Mysteries.
I would read that.
You should check it out.
Yeah. That chapter on the spoon was fascinating.
Yep. There's
chewing gum. Oh,
fish.
Oh.
Maraschino cherries. Yes.
Watermelon seeds.
Yeah.
It's all in there.
So who banned it?
Who banned it? Burt Reynolds was.
Burt Reynolds banned it.
That's who banned it.
Who banned it?
Jerry
Reed, Snowman.
Is this the equivalent of PETA or something?
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah.
Or the Sturgeon General.
How dare you.
You're welcome.
Sturgeon General. How dare you. He's thanking
Pat, write that
himself.
Down.
This was in Belgium?
Yes.
Yes.
I wonder if they can still eat fish in Finland. They have fins, you see.
I know.
Hey, look, we decided long ago we weren't trying this morning. I decided.
This is going to go away.
This did seem to start early.
The Belgians, you know how they are. They'll waffle on that.
Sure,
on that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.